Hello, I am Daisha Harold, and you are listening to Lehman College's Science for You series.
Bonds between parents and children, or the lack thereof, can have a lifelong impact on a person's development. In this edition, Professor Miriam Bomshad of Lehman's Biological Sciences Department will talk about the chemicals responsible for parental bonding and why these bonds are so crucial for human survival.
Professor Bomshad, I understand that you researched the role of chemicals in the brain and how those chemicals affect paternal behavior, and also how the paternal behavior then affects the offspring. What research are you currently doing in this area?
We are looking at maternal bonding and paternal bonding. We have an animal model. The name of it is a prairie vole. What is interesting about prairie voles is that they are monogamous animals, just like humans. Where the male and the female form a sexual bond, prairie voles, male and females, have a monogamous mating system. They stay together, and then once the offspring are born, both the mother and the father take care of their infants. What we can do is look at their brains to see what chemicals are involved in formation of both maternal and paternal bonds, and compare the two. Compare how maternal bond is formed with how paternal bond is formed. Are the chemicals that cause the formation of maternal bond the same as those that cause the formation of paternal bond? We're looking at different pathways in the brain that might be involved in a rise in parental motivation and parental attentiveness.
How will understanding the neurobiology of parental bonding assist us in managing debilitating conditions within humans like autism that result from a breakdown of social bonds?
Well, parental bonding is a form of social bond. Bonding really stabilizes social networks and gives us comfort and reduces stress. So in social animals like humans, like prairie voles, they like to form these bonds. And when these bonds break as a result of not being able to form these social bonds, we see conditions like autism. So autism is an example of where social bonds have been broken. Now, if we can do research and understand how bonds in general, such as parental bonds, are formed, then perhaps the chemicals that allow these bonds to form might be similar, at least, or some form of it might be disrupted, or some pathways in the brain might be disrupted in cases like autism.
What is the connection between parental bonding and the rewarding pathways in the brain? What does your research show concerning the connection?
There are certain areas of the brain that form a circuit, and these areas of the brain are known as rewarding pathways of the brain. What happens is as neurochemicals influence these pathways in the brain, whatever stimulus that the person or the animal is exposed to becomes enjoyable or rewarding to that person or to that animal. What we are showing is that in prairie voles, those pathways that are just described are involved in formation of parental bonding. So as a result of chemicals acting within the rewarding pathways of the brain, the mother finds infant stimuli enjoyable.
Are there any scientific breakthroughs that can help strengthen parental bonding?
We don't know as yet about parental bonding, but there has been a breakthrough, another form of bonding, which is sexual bonding. We know that a gene that is responsible for production of vasopressin receptors in the brain is responsible for making prairie voles behave monogamously. So a similar gene could be involved in making a mother or father more parental or less parental.
How does the importance of bonding play out in one's life? What are some negative things to look for if the bonding isn't present?
The person exhibits insecurity, the person cannot form social bonds with his or her peers, the person is under stress, misbehaves. It could also impact intellectual abilities. That nurturing feeling or the experience that the child has in the beginning is very, very important. If parents are not attentive and they don't form a bond with their children, with their infants, then it impacts the child throughout his or her life, not only during childhood, but it has an impact later on for this individual as he or she gets married, forms a bond with his or her partner, and has children of his own.
What is the difference between the ways in which a father bonds with his child as opposed to the way that a mother may bond with the same child?
What I can tell you from the research that I've been doing in Prairie Bowls is that the mother, because she gets pregnant, and the formation of this bond that she makes with her, forms with her infants, is dependent on hormonal changes that occur during pregnancy and then during parturition. For the mother, it occurs very abruptly. That is, when the hormones change in her blood, that's when she forms a bond and becomes more attentive to the stimuli that she receives from the infants. The father, or the male, seems to go through a very gradual change, and whether the father bonds with the infants or find the infant stimuli appealing, enjoyable, depends on the bond she has formed with the female. So he's not going through these hormonal changes, he's not giving birth, but the bond that he has formed with the female allows this parental motivation, or paternal motivation as we call it in the male, to rise in the male.